The short reading of the Holy Gospel for the 23rd Sunday after Pentecost is taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, the 21st chapter, verses 5 through 28. While some were speaking of the temple, how it was adorned with noble stones and offerings, Jesus said, "As for these things you see, the days will come when there will not be left here one stone upon another that will not be thrown down." They asked him, "Teacher, when will these things be, and what will be the sign when these things are about to take place?" And he said, "See that you are not led astray, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' and the time is at hand. Do not go after them. And when you hear of wars and tumults, do not be terrified, for these things must first take place, but the end will not be at once." Then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be great earthquakes, and in various places famines and pestilences, and there will be terrors and great signs from heaven. But before all this, they will lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and prisons, and you will be brought before kings and governors for my name's sake. This will be your opportunity to bear witness. Settle it, therefore, in your minds not to meditate beforehand how to answer, for I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which none of your adversaries will be able to withstand or contradict. You will be delivered up even by parents and brothers and relatives and friends, and some of you they will put to death. You will be hated by all for my name's sake, but not a hair of your head will perish. By your endurance you will gain your lives. But when you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, then know that its desolation has come near. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains, and let those who are inside the city depart. And let not those who are out in the country enter it, for these are days of vengeance, to fulfill all that is written. Alas, for women who are pregnant and for those who are nursing infants in those days, for there will be great distress upon the earth and wrath against this people. They will fall by the edge of the sword and be led captive among all nations, and Jerusalem will be trampled underfoot by the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled. And there will be signs in sun and moon and stars, and on the earth distress of nations in perplexity, because of the roaring of the sea and the waves, people fainting with fear and with foreboding of what is coming on the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now when these things begin to take place, straighten up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near." This is the gospel of the Lord. Let us pray to the Lord. Dear Lord Jesus, today you challenge us again to be ready, to be prepared for your second coming as you have promised us, and therefore to look for the signs of the end of times. For we do not know the day or the hour of your coming, when you finally come in a cloud with power and great glory. Until that happens, Father, and Jesus comes in all of his glory and majesty, help us to be faithful to you and to him as our Lord and Savior, as we straighten up and raise up our heads, because your redemption is drawing near. O Jesus Christ, do not delay, but hasten our salvation. We often tremble on our way in fear and tribulation. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words for our meditation today is taken from the gospel lesson appointed for this Sunday, the gospel of St. Luke chapter 21, with special attention to verse 7. And they asked Jesus, "Teacher, when will these things be? And what will be the sign when these things are about to take place?" This is the Word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, when will these things be? And what will be the sign? That is a question we want to talk about this morning as we consider again the words of Jesus himself, not only concerning the destruction of the temple of Jerusalem in the year 70 AD, but especially concerning the end of times and of his second coming as he has promised all of us. The question his own disciples, Peter and James, John and Andrew, asked him, "Teacher, when will this be? And what will be the sign when these things are to take place?" As a matter of fact, this took place as Jesus sat on the Mount of Olives, or Mount Olivet, opposite the Temple of Jerusalem. They had a full view of the temple compound in all of its glory and pomp and majesty. How it was adorned with noble stones and offerings. And how these things that you see, says Jesus to his disciples, will not be left here one stone upon another, but all of it will be destroyed. Yes, before all these things begin to happen, Jesus tells them of the imminent destruction of the temple of Jerusalem by the Romans in the year 70 AD, in which they must flee to the mountains. That there will be great distress and desolation, as Jerusalem will be trampled and surrounded by armies, and finally, as they will be persecuted, put in prison, and finally killed because of their confession in Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, and which, by the way, happened to them after Jesus ascended into heaven, as most of his disciples were killed, executed, some of them even crucified. And his followers were killed by the Roman Empire. And then Jesus goes on to tell them about the end of times and his second coming. Though Jesus never revealed the day or the hour of his coming, first of all, Jesus enumerates all of the signs before his coming. First of all, Jesus talks openly about false prophets who are going to claim to be the Messiah. Listen to what he says. "See that you are not led astray, for many will come in my name saying, 'I am he,' and 'the time is at hand.' Do not go after them." In the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus says in chapter 24, "For false Christs and false prophets will appear and perform great signs and miracles to deceive even the elect." Unfortunately, we have already seen and witnessed many false Christs and prophets throughout the centuries, and especially during the last few decades right here in the United States of America, with Jim Jones, David Koresh, and many other false messiahs and cults. Yes, do not go after them, says Jesus. Stay away from them. And then Jesus says that we will hear of wars and tumults, or wars and rumors of wars. But we should not be terrified or afraid, for these things must take first place, but the end will not be yet at hand or not yet come. As a matter of fact, in the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus says, all these things are only the beginning of the birth pains or the sufferings we are going to experience. And then Jesus goes on to say that nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be great earthquakes at various places, famines and pestilences. Yes, there's going to be a lot of tension between nations. This is especially true today, and we're seeing it more and more every other decade between the United States, Israel, and most of Europe, against Russia and China, Iran, North Korea, Syria, and now even Turkey, and the never-ending war against terrorism, especially ISIS. We have also witnessed in recent years many devastating earthquakes right here in the United States of America. We have it sometimes right here in the state of California. They say the big one is yet to come. And then there are hurricanes and tornadoes and fires just recently getting out of control in our state of California. And we certainly have seen and witnessed that the famines and the pestilences in the third world countries, not enough food to eat, not enough doctors and nurses and hospitals and medicine to take care of all of their illnesses. And then Jesus says that there will be severe persecution, and we are going to be handed over to the governing authorities for His name's sake. As a matter of fact, we have already witnessed this, especially in China and Russia, Iran, North Korea, and now even in Hong Kong, with all the protests in the streets during the last few months. And here Jesus says that when these things begin to happen, this will be your opportunity to bear witness of the gospel of Jesus Christ. But what is even worse is that you and I will be delivered up even by parents and brothers and relatives and friends. And some of you will be put to death. This is the part that really troubles me the most. Listen to what Jesus says in the Gospel of St. Mark. Brother will betray brother to death, and a father his child. Children will rebel against their parents and have them put to death. Yes, this is the part that really troubles me the most, and which I have a very difficult time as a pastor understanding and accepting. And yet, that's what Jesus says is going to happen, whether we want to, whether we like it or not. And it's happening today in many families. I see it all the time where children rebel against their parents, and parents rebel against their children, and friends betray each other. And I could go on and on this morning. Not only that, but the warning Jesus gives us, you will also be hated by all for my name's sake. Yes, it's not going to be easy to be a Christian at the end of times. and just before Jesus comes back again. For bearing Jesus' name and standing up for the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ and His Word, not even here in United States of America. Let's not fool ourselves. Turn on your television, read your newspaper, look around. The constant threats we are experiencing against our religious freedom to worship God at the hands of the left political forces and the liberal media in our own nation. I don't like to say that, but it's true. The words of Jesus are becoming true every day. And when Jesus says that there will be signs in the sun and the moon and the stars, it's going to happen. And on earth, distress of nations in perplexity because of the roaring of the sea and the waves. People are even going to faint with fear and foreboding of what is coming on the world. As a matter of fact, this is what Jesus says in Mark chapter 13. Following that distress, and it's coming, the sun will be darkened. The moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from the sky, and the heavenly bodies will be shaken. Listen to what Jesus says in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 24. There will be great distress, unequaled from the beginning of time until now, and never to be equaled again. Are we listening to what Jesus is saying to us? And then Jesus says that finally, when it's all over and done, the world is coming to an end, is being destroyed. We will see Him, the Son of Man, coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And then Jesus says, now when these things begin to take place, straighten up, raise your heads, because your redemption and my redemption is drawing near. Yes, we're going to be saved and safe in the arms of our Lord Jesus Christ as He rescues us and takes us all unto Himself in the kingdom of heaven. So we have nothing to fear. We have nothing to be afraid, only to be prepared and ready when He comes. This is what Peter says in his second letter. Since everything will be destroyed, and it will, what kind of people, you and I, what kind of people ought we to be? And Peter says, you ought to live holy and godly lives as you look forward to the day of God and speed its coming. Yes, may God the Father bless us and preserve us through His Holy Spirit as we keep faithful in our faith, our trust in Jesus as our Savior, as we straighten up, raise up our heads, because our redemption is certainly drawing near. The words we're going to sing later on during the service, lo, Jesus comes with clouds descending. Christ the Lord returns to reign. Every eye shall now behold Him. Robed in glorious majesty shall their true Messiah see. May God bless us. Keep us faithful. The signs of the times are all over the world. And it's not getting better. It's getting worse. But we have nothing to fear. We have nothing to be afraid. We know it's coming. And what a glorious day it's going to be when Jesus comes and takes us unto Himself. In Jesus' name, for Jesus' sake. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of His Holy Spirit be and abide with us all unto life everlasting. Amen.